You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The larger-than-expected RBI dividend of Rs. 2.11 trillion to the centre should help ensure that the 5.1% aim of the fiscal deficit to GDP ratio for FY25 is met and could also be used to lower it further, Fitch Ratings said in a note. The RBI recently announced a record high dividend transfer to the government, equivalent to 0.6% of the GDP from its operations in FY24. This is above the 0.3% of GDP expected in FY25 budget from February, so will aid the authorities in meeting near-term deficit reduction goals, the note said. An important driver of higher RBI profits appears to be higher interest revenue on foreign assets, though the central bank has not yet provided a detailed breakdown, it said. Next up, financially constrained edtech firm Byju's has told its employees in a recent town hall that it will clear the salaries and other statutory dues based on its cash flow and future availability of funds. In a message to its technology staff reviewed by FE, Ginny Tuttle, the company's chief technology officer, provided details on commitments outlined in the town hall with founder Byju Ravindran. The commitments include clearing outstanding salary dues for February and March of active employees between June 15-30, with a worst-case scenario of July 8. Employees have also been assured there will not be any disruption in monthly salary credits for the next 6 months. Moving on, the RBI will buy back securities worth Rs. 40,000 crore on May 30th. The buyback involves four government bonds with maturity dates in the second half of 2024. In a statement, the bank said, quote, "There is no notified amount for individual securities within the aggregate ceiling of Rs. 40,000 crore. The auction for securities will be conducted using multiple price method," end quote. Auction results will be announced on May 30th, while the settlement will occur on May 31st, according to the RBI. This will be the fourth buyback by the RBI after its previous three attempts did not yield desired results. In other news, a division bench of the Delhi High Court on Monday refused to interfere with the order of the single judge directing SpiceJet to comply with the United Kingdom court order and return two leased aircrafts and three engines to TWC Aviation Capital. Justices Rajiv Sagdar and Amit Bansal made it clear that it will not grant any interim relief to SpiceJet as the low-cost carrier owes nearly Rs. 120 crore to the lessor. The court said, quote, "As far as we are concerned, we are not giving any interim order. We have heard you, no interim order. Rs. 120 crore outstanding amount. You have cannibalized the aircraft, taken away the engines, that is the prima facie view," end quote. Up next, in a bid to curb SMS scams, the government has blacklisted eight principal entities involved in sending more than 10,000 fraudulent messages in the past 3 months, according to a release by the Department of Telecommunications. The Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, provided information about the misuse of eight SMS headers, alphanumeric strings assigned to principal entities to send commercial messages, for sending fraudulent communications for committing cybercrime. Principal entities mean businesses such as banks and insurance companies that send commercial messages to subscribers. The release said, quote, "All of the eight PEs along with the 73 SMS headers and 1,522 SMS content templates owned by them have been blacklisted," end quote. In another development, Adani Energy Solutions on Monday received the board's approval to raise Rs. 12,500 crore through qualified institutional placement of shares or other avenues in one or more tranches. Besides other regulatory approvals, the board will seek shareholders' nod at the company's annual general meeting on June 25th. The company is yet to fix the QIP date and the price at which securities will be issued. The company aims to tap 4 to 5 big international investors who are keen to participate in the country's infrastructure growth, a Bloomberg report said. Adani Group, which has raised almost $6 billion from marquee investors since January last year, is aiming to aggressively expand its business. Lastly, GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a lackluster opening on Tuesday. Here is all you need to know before the market opens. GIF Nifty traded down by 6.50 points or 0.04% at 23,025.50, indicating a lackluster opening for domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended down by 24.65 or 0.11% to settle at 22,932.10, while the BSE ended marginally lower by just 19.89 points or 0.03% to 75,390.50. US markets remained closed on Monday, May 27th, in observance of Memorial Day. Wall Street ended at record highs on Friday. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.